We've had so much fun talking to drivers, GMs, broadcasters, and more. This fine gentleman, I just met him during the break. He is the president of the Texas Motor Speedway. He's like, you need to see my track. Forget about Daytona. His name's Eddie Gossage. My man, how you doing today?
I am great. And just for my friends at Daytona, I did not say that. I love Daytona Speedway, too. But, no, we'd love to have you come down and see us at Texas Motor Speedway. It's one of the faster tracks. You know, they've run qualified over 200 miles an hour, and people think they only do that at Daytona and Talladega. They did that at Texas, and we've got about 150,000 seats. So it's one of the big boys, to say the least.
How long you been in NASCAR now?
Ooh, don't ask that question.
Oh,
man.
Come on.
This is my 41st season.
Very nice,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I started when I was really, really, really – I really did start young. I was, like, I think, 21 when I started in the Cup Series. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I was the PR guy at Nashville Speedway back then, which had two cup races back in the day at the fairgrounds there, and been doing this ever since.
Okay, I'll ask you this question then. Yeah. What does Daytona mean to you then?
You know, Daytona, what did it mean to me then, or what does it mean to me now?
Yeah, now.
It, you know, this is it. And, you know, you want your race and your track to be the biggest, the baddest, the whatever. You do everything you can. But, you know, the bottom line is this is the home of NASCAR. You know, NASCAR located across the street. This is the race that I knew from Wide World of Sports when I was growing up as a kid. When races weren't televised, you'd see bits and pieces on Wide World of Sports. And I can remember Cale Yarborough winning and Mario Andretti winning and seeing it on television. Months later, you know, a 10-minute segment on Wild World of Sports or something, and you just knew that Daytona was the big special place. And I want to say I was 12 years old, 13 years old, and we were heading to on vacation down to Miami, and we drove through Daytona and drove past the speedway, and back then you could see the banking from the street, and it just took my breath away. So, you know, who knew I'd wind up in racing? And but it's, you know, it's Yankee Stadium. It's what it is.
Do you come here then go like, all right, season's back on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we can't wait for the season to end, crown a champion, and we're worn out. You know, we want a little break. And after about a week or two, you're like, hey, when's Daytona? You know, so, yeah, you can't wait to get back down here and start it all. And I can't wait for them to drop the rag on Sunday and turn 40 of them bad mothers loose and let them get after it because, you know, this is what it's all about. And right now, everybody thinks they're going to win the race. Everybody thinks they're going to win the championship or feels like with a little bit of luck, you know, that kind of thing. Hope springs eternal at the first of the year, and here we are at Daytona, and everybody's got a shot.
We had Chip on. I know he's talking to another radio station right now. Does a great job as the track president here. We had renovations here over the last couple of years. What have you taken out of what they've done here and say, like, okay, we need to upgrade this at our track?
They've done a really good job in some of the premium areas. How can I say this? We don't have to make a lot of changes. This is basically what we were. We're starting our 23rd season.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, Bruton Smith back then owned the track, sent me out there to buy the land and build the speedway, and I've been there ever since. And it really is, you know, it's got everything you need to offer except a couple of premium things like a club area and that kind of stuff. We've got the world's biggest TV. Big Hoss TV is 220 feet wide and 100 feet tall. So on its legs and everything, it's 13 stories tall. And so, you know, we're all different. That's the thing. And they've done a miraculous job here. I sat in the stands for the very first race. First time I've done that in forever, and it was a blast. But when they had the open it up, Daytona Rising, finished that project, and had the first Daytona 500 that Denny Hamlin won, I sat in the stands and had a great time being a fan. It was awesome.
That's really cool, man. You guys got your race coming up in March, right?
March 29th. It's a NASCAR triple header weekend. The trucks on Friday night, the Xfinity Series on Saturday, and then Cup on Sunday. So we're, 6 weeks away, something like that, which in our business means it's tomorrow.
Yeah, you're not joking around.
We got a lot of work to do.
Okay, for our listeners that have been there, where's your track located at?
We're in Fort Worth, Texas. You fly into DFW Airport, which I think is the second busiest airport in America.
The Metroplex. There we go.
You know, it's the third biggest market in the country, so it's really important for NASCAR to do well, and a lot of sponsors are there, obviously lots of fans. But you fly into DFW Airport, and we're 15, 20 minutes most away from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, so we got a great location. It's on I-35W, North Fort Worth, and, you know, we... We got the Dallas Cowboys there. You may have heard of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you the truth.
What?
I've lived there 25 years. I'm a lifelong Green Bay Packer fan. I just don't talk about it much in Texas.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
They don't think that's funny. But I take great pleasure when the Packers come to town. So,
oh, you do, huh?
Oh, yeah, I do. But anyway, we compare everything to Jerry and what he has over here with the Cowboys. And, you know, they got a big TV. It's awesome for that football stadium. It's greatness. It's just that it's maybe half the size of what we have. Ours is about twice as big. That one they got on their field, we got one like that in the break room. So it's
unbelievable. That is unbelievable how big of a TV that is. Only in America.
Only in America.
That's what I think about.
You ought to see the remote. I'm telling you. It's
is it the size of a car?
It is. It is. You know, you got to jump on the buttons. And, you know, so.
Do you have like a driving experience? We can come out and get
we
on
do.
The track?
Yes, we do. We've
All
got.
Right, we're doing
you,
that.
Oh, you got to come.
Yeah,
but,
we're going to that.
Yeah, the Richard Petty driving experience is there. Team Texas driving experience. Several have come through. And, you know, I think about 200 days a year, there's a racing school on the racetrack.
I need you to know, and I'll let you go, and I appreciate you coming on. Me talking to drivers all week, by the end, I'm like, all right, let me go drive. Come on, give me the keys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
let's go.
To it. You just go in circles, turn it left.
Hey, I drive I-95 here in Florida. I think I can handle this. I think we're good.
So many, many years ago, Ned Jarrett, the Hall of Famer, he and I are talking, and I said, Ned, could I drive a cup car here at Daytona? He said, if you had the guts, you could do this. He said, the thing is you wouldn't get the last mile or an hour or two out of the car that these guys can. He said, that's Daytona and Talladega. He said, there's other tracks. Now you have no business even, you know, buy a ticket and sit in the stands and be quiet, you know. And,
oh, okay.
And, you know, that's the thing. It's immensely more difficult than it appears. And these guys are incredibly talented. They're just great giants in this sport. It's amazing to me. Think about this. There's 32 NFL teams in the National Football League, right?
Uh-huh.
And they all have about 60 players per team. So it's about 2,000 players under contract in the NFL, right? We think of an NFL player as a pretty elite athlete. Well, there's only 40 of these. There's 2,000 of them. That's how elite this is. This is the top 40 drivers in the world here Sunday for the Daytona 500.
That is really cool. What's your website for your track?
TexasMotorSpeedway.com. Check it out. I'm Eddie Gossage on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the whole deal. Hit me up there.
It's a must follow. Eddie, it's great to meet you, and good luck here in 2020.
Thank you very much. Love being on the radio here, Cumulus in Florida. Thank you very much. And I loved how you were a straight-ahead kicker.
I appreciate it. Oh, Mark Moseley, you're going with that?
Yeah. All right. Sorry, that's all I got.
Hey, at least you think I'm a football player.
You know,
I'm in the game. That's all that matters.
You're a kicker.
I'm in the game. Great stuff. Let's go to break. We'll come back right here on 1560.